You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Biggest trending news, obviously, for this weekend is what they call the big game.
What?
Because the NFL licenses the actual name of it, you know, Super Bowl, and they will sue you if you say those two words. Anyway, 50% of Americans, apparently, according to a survey, are going to watch at least some of it, whether it's the national anthem beforehand, which is your country bumpkin boy,
Chris Stapleton. That's why I'm tuning in, hands down, done and done. That's the only reason I'm watching it, really.
You have been a really good boy. I am going to play some Chris Stapleton for you out
you
of the trending report.
That's very kind of you.
But I'm going to make it the one where he's teamed up with Justin Timberlake.
That's all right. I like that one.
You like
that's
that?
A good okay. video, too, if you ever look that video up. It's like one of those one-take videos that goes like 4 minutes. Okay. I'm okay with that. The stage
does it
just
go
got
four
a little
minutes
bit better.
Or does it go an eternity?
No. Stop. It's a good song. Shut up.
I'm going to play it for you.
Thank you. Don't poke fun.
Out of the trending report. Anyway, half of Americans say they will watch some. Maybe it's the national anthem. Some will watch the game. Some want to watch the commercial. Some only want to see Rihanna in the halftime show.
Sure.
And that's fine. There's a little something for everyone.
Yeah, you know, but we weren't going to watch it. We weren't going to really do anything. But now we're throwing a party at the house. So
yeah.
We'll be.
I was laughing with Gretchen last night. I told her, I said, Jeremy wasn't going to do anything for the Super Bowl. Now he and Nicole are throwing a party. And Jeremy asked me what our plans were if we were getting together with people. And we both looked at each other for like 3 seconds and then just burst out laughing.
Well, again, it's like for us, I mean, well, probably more for Nick Nack because she likes football. This is fine for her. But for me, it's like, let's just make it a social event and I can talk with people.
Sure, sure.
Eat snacks. We're going to have a charcuterie board out, Dom. We're going to class things up on Sunday.
My, how pretentious.
Very class. We'll have little baby corns on there and olives. And you don't like baby corn?
I'm ambivalent about baby corn.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm ambivalent. That means I don't care one way or the other.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Hate them.
I will crack open a can of baby corn and just eat it as a snack. I love it.
That's cute.
Makes me feel like a giant.
Do you eat them like little corn on the cobs?
Yeah, everybody's done it once. Yeah. They make my hands look huge.
Even though half of Americans will be watching, they say 43% of people in America don't give a rat's you know what who wins the game. And I'm in that category. I don't care.
I honestly had to look up the other day and who was in it again. I was like, I cannot remember who's even in it. So yeah.
The top two people in this year's MVP voting for the NFL are going to be squaring off. And let's be honest. The MVP award in the NFL is now just a best quarterback award. If you're not a quarterback, you're just not in the running really anymore. Patrick Mahomes was named yesterday as the MVP. And he's going up against the guy who came in second place, Jalen Hurts. So
okay.
Jalen's going to have something to prove. Like, oh, you didn't vote me MVP?
I hate this guy. The whole MVP thing, and I hate that they hand him a car at the end. Like, these guys need anything else. Here's a brand new Corvette, you know?
And by the way, like, for what it's worth, the last 9 MVP winners who then turned around and played in the Super Bowl that year?
Yeah.
0-9.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Ugh, barf. Why don't they start handing out MVPs to like people in the fire department or teachers? Or give them a car. I'm sick of this, man.
I can't argue with that.
Sick of it.
If there's something fun besides all the prop betting that's going on, you've got the frozen pizza company, DiGiorno, that's getting involved. They are offering free pizza if one of the kicks, like an extra point or a field goal attempt, if one of the kicks either hits an upright or the crossbar, you know, the old doink that they like to call?
Yeah.
If there's a doink during the game and you have signed up on their website so they get all your information, then you could win some free pizza.
That's kind of cool, though. That's
fun.
That gets
people
going to the
fun.
Website. Yeah. Do you want the lube story real quick?
Please, give me all of your Super Bowl stuff.
Actually, I could scroll back up because we didn't really talk about the annoying things. There's a couple biggies on here that people find annoying about the big game. The commercials being released early. We've talked about this.
Yeah, that makes
quite
you
a few times. It annoys me because the excitement is gone in the anticipation of, you know, like the latest movie trailer releases or things like that you're going to see during the game. But no, they'll just release it early. So the excitement kind of fizzles out with that. And then something that we talked about yesterday that people people get really annoyed with this Madden simulation, where every year the EA video game company that has the Madden game, the Madden franchise, they predict the winner by running the actual game via video game. And this story here says it's not very accurate. It's been 1-4 in predicting the winner over the past 5 Super Bowls. But you had other stats about that yesterday.
Well, that's the last. That's the last five. Right.
But overall.
But if you go back the last 19, it's 13-6. So it's just been bad lately.
Yeah. So anyway, and then here's the lube story. There's an adult entertainment company. Oh my. That they say that they're offering Philadelphia 1,540 gallons of Cheese Whiz infused lubricant to grease up the city's traffic lights and utility poles to keep rowdy Eagles fans from climbing them after the game. But then it goes on to say this might not actually be happening. It's just a marketing stunt. But I hope it does happen.
It's funny.
And I have questions. Why is it Cheese Whiz infused?
Something different, I guess.
Is that one of the ones that they couldn't like unload on their website? Essentially, like they got an overstock of Cheese Whiz infused lube and they've got to get rid of it somehow. But I feel bad for the person that's got to go out and rub the light poles with that. That's all I will say.
No, I feel bad for the people who've got to clean them off afterwards. After all those sweaty, drunken, puking fans have climbed all over the poles.
It reminds me of like people that go out and like lube up the like a post or a pole that's holding a bird feeder in your backyard so the squirrels can't get up it, you know? They go and slide down. It's just the human version of that.
Oh, God. You know, it's almost to the point because whether a team wins or loses in the Super Bowl, you know, there's always rioting that goes on.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if we're going to get to the point where cities don't want their teams to go to the Super Bowl. We want them to go to the playoffs and be successful and make a lot of money, but you don't want your town to be set on fire.
Yeah.
Because of morons.
Right. Cars are gonna be rolled.
I mean, let's just say it right now. If Philadelphia wins this game, there will be mass destruction in that city.
What is that, too? I mean, what is that? That is just too much
because
testosterone.
Because many years ago, some people did it, and it made the news. And so, therefore, every moron's like, hey, we can get on the news if we riot and set the city on
fire. Somebody get me a couch to set on fire.
That is 100% what it is. It's like they know that they'll get, you know, they'll become famous.
And it's testosterone. It's just too
and
much.
And you don't see a whole lot of women doing
testosterone.
This, do you?
You don't.
You just don't. Let's just tell it like it is.
You don't see ladies dragging the couches out into the middle of the street?
It's 99% drunk young men.
He sure is.
Let's flip this car, bro.
RT1! Idiots.
Can you see if women... Well, I better not. I was trying to think of an equivalent. Like, would women go out and riot if, like, Bridgerton didn't end the way they wanted it to?
Sure, sure.
Then do they go and riot? Do they climb up poles?
Or they get excited about a new Target opening up in the neighborhood, and they're out there shoving an ambulance back
and forth. I know we're being, you know, doing gender stereotypes here. We're just trying to have some fun.
No, but really, you don't see this.
We're trying to point out that it's just dumb men who do these dumb things.
That's the biggest thing that we're and we can say that because we're guys and we see it.
Well, it's the truth. Everybody knows it.
Dom and I control our testosterone. We stamp it down a little bit.
Well, I'm at an age now. It's all gone.
I think mine's starting to dwindle, too, actually.
Oh, that's funny.
What else is going
on? Anything else?
Yeah, we talked quickly about Tim Allen. This is good news for Disney, folks. We talked yesterday about how Toy Story 5 is going to be coming out soon. And I guess they did re-sign Tim Allen to be Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, thank God.
Tweeted out a quote that said, "See you soon, Woody," the unfortunately named Woody. "You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity, and we're off to number 5 to infinity and beyond." So everybody's excited about that. Okay, come on. Kids and parents, they're excited about it and whatever. I do love this new report out this morning that says that there's a simple way to keep your marriage strong, you guys. Date nights. Thank you. I'm a huge fan of date nights. They said the report found that those couples who participated in regular date nights, at least like 1 or 2 times a month if you can do it, they reported greater levels of marital happiness, stability, and sexual satisfaction. Give me some of that Cheese Whiz lube. But yeah, I'm a big fan of the date night, and I think that's what keeps my marriage going pretty strong, I think.
Well,
you
we're
guys
big fans of it too, but we've run into a stumbling block because it was always Friday late afternoon. Always, like without fail.
Yeah.
And then, like, twice in the last 3 months, Gretchen has come down with something, and she's, like, blaming it on the date night. And I'm like, wait a minute. You also go to the gym, like, 4 or 5 days a week. You go to all these other places.
Well, so she's out
and
about.
You teach piano to kids who come into the house. You can't blame that specifically on the date night.
No, it's not that at all.
So because of that, I mean, the last couple of Fridays, she's like, nah, I don't want to go anywhere.
And you guys go when there's like 3 people in the restaurant, right?
You'd be surprised. You know, our whole thing about going at 4 o'clock, it's becoming really popular.
Really?
Yeah, all age groups, too. I think people have learned this waiting around and waiting in line is for the birds, because there's only so many bar seats. You know, we want to sit at the bar.
Yeah.
At the restaurant. And there's only so many, so everyone's picked up. Now everyone's going at 4 o'clock now.
It's going to slowly get bumped up to like 3, and then you'll be sitting there
at
2.
Pretty soon we'll be there at 9:30 in the morning.
All right, we got a bunch of other stuff. We'll get to it in the second trending report, but right now, a clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's a design company out there. We've talked about them before. It's MSCHF. I believe it's pronounced like mischief. They're selling big red boots right now, which make you look like a cartoon character. That's how big. They look like clown shoes times 10. They're made from like rubber and vinyl. I don't know. But they're $350, and you got to see the pictures of them. Hilarious. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.